Okay, Simon Reish, hey, continuing with Suda's Havra.
Yes.
Okay, Dalit, Isha, Ein la Noshim. A woman shouldn't have men feeding her. The women should feed her. Right? Even though women do are men can be menachem of a woman. Right?
When we say
But
feeding, does that mean cooking for them or physically feeding them?
it means you're not served then. You're supposed to be served.
So you can't serve your wife?
No. A woman, other men shouldn't serve the woman.
Okay.
No, the husband can't serve the Suda Savra because we just said she's not allowed to eat his food. Right? So I don't know, I get what you're saying. Like the husband should go get the food from the neighbors or whatever and give it, right?
I mean, he's organizing it. She's sitting Shiva, so he's organizing it. He's getting the food and he's bringing her a plate.
Right.
Because she's sitting Shiva.
Yeah. Right. Okay, but the point is that it shouldn't be men feeding. Hey, im nikvar if the mace died at night, zimra, if he wants to eat at night, asalai, he can't eat his own. Say, do do this to this abra. If he doesn't want to eat that night, asalai, he can't eat the first meal. Because the day goes after the night, rishon, and it is the first day. Fine. And he can't eat from his own things. Let's say the mace dies 9.5 hours before Shabbos. Now you're supposed to eat a meal, but you can't wash. Shabbos also suda. You can't be suda. You don't do suda because of kavod Shabbos. You don't eat anything until night. Zayin mavrin al shmur kroiva, vein mavrin al shmur rechayka. There's only a shmur, a suda zavra on if it's within 30 days. If, meaning, like we said previously, when you have a relative that finds out about the death within 30 days, that's called a shmur kroiva. So if he finds out about it, then you do give him a suda zavra, but you don't do it if he finds out after 30 days. Shama shmur kroiva b'Shabbos. If he hears a shmur kroiva on Shabbos, ain mavrin oisay v'oicha mishalai, then they don't do a suda zavra and eat from his. Because you don't do it on Sunday because that's already too late. Somebody who dies and his relative died and they were buried on Yom Tov. There's also no Suda Savra. And also after Yom Tov, there's no Suda Savra. Since he's already pushed off. But if he gets buried on Chol HaMoed, then there is a Suda Savra, but the one eating sits there, he sits on a regular bench, like in the regular way. There's no Avelos in Chol HaMoed. So, right, Naftali Lerner should know about all this. So it's not, meaning you don't sit on the floor, you just sit on a regular chair, but you should be fed the Suda. It was a minhag to fast on the day of that they heard about the death of a Talmid Chacham. Meaning, even if they found it in the middle of the afternoon, they wouldn't eat till the night. Simon Reish Vav Dinishmu Kravashmu Rachaika, which we already discussed parenthetically. The Dinam Voyud Yud Aleph Seifim has 11 Seifim. Aleph Mishaboy Lashmu Shemesla. If somebody heard that his relative died, one of the relatives they have to have availus on. And Bolai beside Shloishim, if he comes within 30 days, that's called a Shmua Kroiva. If he will be Yom Shloishim Atzma, even on the 30th day, I raise the Shmua Kroiva. That is considered a Shmua Kroiva, a Kareya, and he tears Kriva, Chayav Linux, Shiva Yame Availus, Miyam Shigil, Shmua, and he has to count 7 days. The Gamavailus Shnaig Bishloishim, Mayna Miyam Shmua, and the Availus that's Noig on the 30th day. He's minor because of the day of the Shmuel, meaning his Shloshim is going to be 30 days from that. And the day that he heard it is like the day of the Kfura. Like we said, that for Tefillin, he should have put on Tefillin, and he sued the Savra. The 30-day clock starts from the burial, not from the death. Right, so let's say you have somebody who died in America on Friday, flying to Eretz Yisrael, and then the burial's not till Sunday in Eretz Yisrael, and then the relative finds out about it 30 days from that Sunday, he still has to sit Shiva like regular. Fine. Beis b'olay ha'shmula achash shloshim yoyim. So if the shmul comes after 30 days, zui shmul rechayka, that's a shmul rechayka, ve'ena tzarach linag avilus rak sho'achas, and you don't have to have avilus only for 1 hour. Lesh neshama b'yayim, lesh neshama b'layla, doesn't make a difference if it was heard during the day or at night. For noach sho'achas, and you just sit for an hour and die, that's enough. Some say an hour doesn't even mean an hour. Fafilu alava ve'ima, and that's even on parents. Ulinin kriya, ayin la'el. So on the father and the mother, you do tear. But I don't remember what we said about the relatives. I think they also tear. Ach, dvarim shenoyig an alav avilim, kol shnei amasu chaydish, noyig gam b'shmur rechayka. Avelos for the whole year, you don't get out of if you heard about it after 30 days. U'mayin yud beis chaydish miyam ha-misa. And in that case, you count the 12 months from the day of the death. And if the shmuel comes from the father and the mother after 12 months, then he's not noyig avelos only for an hour. Also, with the things that are noyig, all 12 months. Fine. Gimel. Somebody who hears after 30 days does not have to have any all the avelus. He just takes off the shoe. He's got everything is mutter. Let's say he wasn't wearing shoes when he heard about it. He has to do another maisa. He has to do something to show that he just heard the bad news. That if he stays on the ground for an hour. And he has to sit on the ground. Let's say a Shmua Kroiva comes to him on Shabbos. Yom Shabbos Oilul Yom Echad. Then Shabbos counts as 1 day. Well, it's a Shabbos Kareya. He tears the money loy oid shisha yom. He counts another 6 days. Hey, Bolo Shmua Kroiva b'Shabbos ay b'regel. Let's say he has a Shmua Kroiva on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Well, it's a Shabbos or it's a regel nasa rechayku. Right? But on Moitzi Shabbos, Moitzi regel becomes rechayku, meaning the 30th day fell out on Shabbos. Also, we have a Shabbos every mei regel, but dvarim shebitzina. So on Shabbos, when he hears about the bad news on Shabbos, he has to keep the avelus of tzina. Well, on Shabbos for regel, noyeg sho'achas avelus, and on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, he's noyeg 1 hour of avelus, k'moy b'shmur rechayka, like every other shmur rechayka. V'av balay shmur kroyva b'Shabbos, where of Yom Tov. If he has a Shmua Kroiva on Shabbos, and it's a Rav Yom Tov, Kivin Shedvarim Shebetzina Noyeg Boy, since it's Dvarim Shebetzina, Mevatel HaRegel as HaShiva, then Yom Tov is Mevatel his Shiva. Right? Meaning, it's a Rav Yom Tov, meaning, like, let's say it is a Rav Rosh Hashanah. Right? Somebody finds out that he lost a relative 29 days before that. Right? So now, you are noyeg dvarim shebetzina, so then memela the regel is mevatel shiva, just like any yom tov is mevatel the shiva. Okay, we will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Zay gesund.
Hope your family
Great.
gets home.